Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Despite restructuring most of its debt, Ghana is expected to face significant liquidity pressures going into next year and 2026. That's according to ratings agency Fitch. According to the UK-based firm, the interest rate revenue ratio would still be among the highest of Fitch's rated sovereigns at 29% in 2025 and 30% in 2026. Here's Thomas Garu, Associate Director of Europe, Middle East and Africa Sovereign Ratings at Fitch.
We do consider that Ghana will still face significant liquidity pressures with a still very elevated interest-to-revenue ratio. The interest-to-revenue ratio would still be among one of the highest of Fitch's rated sovereigns at approximately 30%, so almost twice the BCG median of 16%, and starting 30%, this represents quite some significant liquidity pressures. Ghana has implemented and is still implementing a very large fiscal consolidation with 4.6 percentage points primary fiscal adjustment between 2022 and 2024.
Fitch also said it will move Ghana out of sovereign default from July 2025. This follows its anticipation of the country completing the external debt restructuring by the end of June 2025. Currency analyst Courage Buti has stated that the city's current recovery can be sustained if the Bank of Ghana has adequate dollar reserves. The local currency has posted one of its longest good run against the dollar in recent times. However, there are concerns it may not be sustainable because of past developments, but Courage Buti disagrees.
It depends on how strong our reserve is and what the target is and whether we may be able to support the momentum. You know, the habit or behavior is built if you can sustain the interventions that are fueling that behavior. So if we are doing 200 plus million every week, are we able to sustain that for how long and what impact will it have on our reserves? The speculators will always test the market. They always test your reserve at some point. So in the moment, yes, it's continuing and it's like it might continue through the last quarter of the year, but we don't know how far beyond that is going to go and to what extent the reserves can support that. Will I say the city was undervalued? Probably yes, but anything that brings about correction should be good for us.
Courage Buti is a currency analyst and also manager macroeconomic research at GCB Bank. Insurance sector players within the West African sub-region have been urged to enhance their regulatory frameworks while mapping up innovative strategies to improve insurance coverage. With insurance penetration in West Africa below 30%, key industry players are deliberating on how to improve its coverage. Speaking at the opening of the West African Insurance Companies Association, representative of the Minister of Finance, Samson Akligo, called for a collaborative and a harmonized regulatory framework in the sub-region to boost coverage.
Stronger regulation is important for market confidence, and it's also important for the consumers of the insurance products to know that when they put their resources into these products and they need a claim, they'll be protected. It's also giving them confidence that the companies in the industry are resilient and robust. It's not an easy thing, but it is important that we do all we can to make sure that the regulators are ahead in making sure that the industry remains stable and in making sure that consumers are protected. That is the only way that the long-term viability of the industry and at the same time the impact that the industry would need to have on the consumers is safeguarded. And I think that from the government side, we have been doing all we can in supporting the regulator.
And to some other stories, the chief executive of the Chartered Institute of Bankers, Robert Jato, has stated that it will continue to train and produce professionals who will uphold ethics of the financial sector to grow the economy. Speaking to Joy Business ahead of the 28th National Banking and Ethics Conference, Mr. Jato said the primary objective is to foster a platform for industry stakeholders, policymakers, and academics to address critical issues facing the financial sector.
It is in the spirit of that, under the mandate that we have, that we usually organize the National Banking and Ethics Conference every year. But that also forms part of a series of activities that mark the Bankers Week celebration. So this year, we are celebrating the 28th National Banking and Ethics Week under the theme Resilience in the Financial Services Sector and ecosystem, navigating horizon risks. Resilience in the financial services sector, navigating horizon risks. And for us, there are a number of things that are forming part of this. We started off with the health walk.
You heard the chief executive of the Chartered Institute of Bankers, Robert Jato, and the 28th National Banking and Ethics Conference comes off on Thursday, 21st November, 2024. The Energy Commission has begun a blueprint to ensure construction of a sustainable building that will reduce energy consumption. The move is part of plans to promote energy efficiency and support government's net zero policy. Director of Renewables and Energy Efficiency at the Energy Commission, Kofi Ejiakụ, has been speaking to Joy Business.
This is a new direction that the Energy Commission is following. We want to now turn our attention to buildings and energy consumption, and that is energy efficiency of buildings. A lot of buildings in Ghana, from the way they have been designed and constructed, make them consume unnecessarily high energy. And way back in 2012-13, we decided that in conjunction with appliance efficiency, we also look at buildings, because buildings also consume a lot of energy. So we started off by doing underground survey to ascertain on the average the consumption levels of buildings in Ghana. What we found out was not good. It was scary. So we started putting plans afoot to also ensure that just as we have achieved a big feat in appliance consumption, we also turn our attention to buildings.
Director for Renewables and Energy Efficiency at the Energy Commission, Kofi Ejiakụ there. And to some other stories we've lined up for you, the Academy for Women Entrepreneurs, a global educational and capacity building initiative, continues to make remarkable strides in Ghana by driving women's economic empowerment through education, networking and mentoring. The country lead for the Academy for Women Entrepreneurs, Dr. Shola Safododu, highlighted the significant impact the initiative is having on women entrepreneurs over the years.
The success stories that we have had with women, each and every cohort. I mean, so a woman comes to the program and actually resigns from her job so that she can focus on her business. I don't know what kind of impact this is. And then they go global with their businesses. We have so many success stories that I can talk about. And especially for those who win the grants, they improve upon their businesses in terms of the space, the branding, the marketing. Everything is just amazing.
Country lead for Academy for Women Entrepreneurs Ghana, Dr. Shola Safododu there. Time now for Insurance Tip on Money Lab, and we will finish you with tips on engineering insurances.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will be talking about retirement. Retirement is a time in life when the main source of income changes from active income to passive income, that is, private investments, pensions, annuities, etc. It can be a mandatory or voluntary withdrawal from the job market. Retirement is often synonymous with the idea of financial independence, which is when your savings and your investments are sufficient to support you for the rest of your life. It's a good time to set a retirement budget, plan a milestone, milestone and prioritize your wellness. In Ghana, the mandatory retirement age is 60, but one can also choose to go on voluntary retirement at the age of 55. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Thanks so much for being part of the Joy Business Report for today. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Grateful serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a lovely business day. Ignition is next.